shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here from the shores of El Pacifico. If you're watching us on Phil TV in HD, that's what you're seeing behind me, the beautiful roiling Pacific. But we are broadcasting here across the United States till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And we're on Phil TV in HD as well on our website, philhendryshow.com. So if you want to see a high-definition video cast of the show, you can watch as well over there. Reminder that what do I want to remind people about? Well, later on, we have you and Robert Budd with our News and Information Hour. Also, our souvenir shop is available. Our merchandise shop is available to you there at philhendryshow.com. What was I?
What podcast?
Oh, well, we're going to be starting a podcast probably this weekend, maybe the following weekend. I'm not exact. I haven't refined it yet, but it will be a free podcast that we will make available on a link on our website. It'll be called Phil Hendry Presents, and it'll just be a little extra, if you will, aperitif as to our radio show. I hope you enjoy that. Phil Hendry Presents, a new podcast. A lot of other things that are going on that I'll give you the heads up on as we move along. I think I was going to tell, actually what I was going to say to people is next Monday we will be off because of the filming of an episode there of NFST or National Terrorism Strike Force. That's at NTSF. San Diego SUV, Paul Scheer Show, funny as hell, very proud to be a part of that. Now, yesterday on the show, last night on the show, and if you're on our website, by the way, you can look at the logs. We have show logs that are listed there, so you see what happened on every single show. We had on the program Don Mixa, who is a noted liberal educator, and he quite frankly got people very angry. People got extremely upset because they were being treated to an opinion by this man that he was, in fact, an adequate representative of black people, even though he was white, that he was the one white man that could represent black people. He was also saying that, quote, George Zimmerman should be fed to the Black Panthers, end quote. A lot of really explosive stuff. And we had a lot of people angry with that. And as I reflect on that, I believe I can understand why to some extent. David G. Hall, who is the vice president of syndication here for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, is joining us from South Pasadena this evening. And I know, David, you had to take a lot of those phone calls, and I do appreciate you being on the program to kind of talk about this a little bit.
My pleasure, Phil.
Tell me about the complaints.
Well, they all seem to run in a similar vein of... people felt that this man was being, provocative. They felt that he was angering people more, with this opinion about, the fact that, he represented black people, with this opinion that, that this man, Mr. Zimmerman, in the middle of this, terribly tragic situation in Florida, this man, Mr. Zimmerman, should be, quote, fed to the Black Panthers. And I didn't even know that that was being articulated on your program, Phil, until I found out about this.
Well, he was saying that not in the sense of a violent act, but that the man should be somehow symbolically judged.
I heard something about the People's Tribunal or some sort of revolutionary rhetoric like that. I was disturbed because people were angry. They felt that a very volatile situation in Florida was being trivialized, and Phil, ultimately the responsibility is going to have to fall on you.
I understand that, and I think that we were responsible. I mean, the guy's opinion is pretty odious, if you will. His opinion was extreme.
Well, if you accept the response, I was the one that was taking the phone calls, though. That's the
we were taking phone calls throughout the show.
Yeah, but I was taking the phone calls from people who were particularly, they didn't want to talk to you. They didn't want to talk to you. They wanted to talk to me. Now, you have to understand something, that we have an audience of people that are very much wanting to hear both sides. There's no question that's what talk radio is all about. But you cannot play with people's feelings or emotions on these very explosive matters. We have an audience of people that obviously want to see justice done, They also don't want to see it trivialized or have some man on the air who's going to sound as if he is trivializing it. And that's why we had to, at least for tonight, bring in some monitoring device.
Well, these monitoring devices, I don't think that they... first of all, I find it demeaning.
Why is that?
I'm a professional broadcaster. In order to if you don't believe that, if you don't think that I'm professional enough to say what it is that I'm saying and to moderate myself, then you shouldn't be in business with me. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't see it that way. I think sometimes even a professional broadcaster like yourself needs to be reminded that you're stepping over the line.
And well, if I'm stepping over the line, there's a lot of things you can do about it. You can take me off the air.
I can't take you off the air in the middle of the show. You're on the air in the middle of the show. I can't pull you off the air at that time because, obviously, you got to put another body in there and you have to explain what it is you're doing. And I would rather that we all learn together from our mistakes. Now, you had a guy on last night that was talking about feeding George Zimmerman to the Panthers. A lot of opinions that people found very odious on both sides of the issue. And in order to keep this from happening, as you know, we've inserted into a lot of shows that we run these show monitors.
Well, a show monitor is humiliating, and people think that it's some kind it limits my speech. All right.
All right, it's limiting your speech, but it's not limiting the speech of the listeners. The listeners, this doesn't affect them. I just need to know what it is you're saying, and I need to correct it so it doesn't happen again.
And again, it's treating me like I'm a kid.
No, it isn't. No, it's not.
Well, when you have an alarm, or whatever it is you want to call it, a show monitor, and the thing is firing off while I'm talking about something, it's like a kid that's being chastised.
Look, Bill, it's no different, I don't think, from watching a football game. And the referee is going to blow the whistle and throw a flag. Do you feel that those men are being treated as children?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a football game or any sporting event. When the referee blows a whistle and throws a flag, or when the referee says, foul, or the umpire says, makes a call. Do you think those people, those athletes, are being treated as children?
No, I don't think they're being treated as children. I mean,
exactly. Well, that's what I'm doing here.
But that's a fact of their lives. You know?
What do you mean that's a fact of their lives?
I mean, what they do for a living, they're used to having the guy there.
Well, I think in many ways that's what we have to do in broadcasting sometimes. So I was going to ask you
I would really like to talk about this a little bit more.
We're not going to talk about it more. I have to do this. All right? Because we've got advertising dollars on the line. Now, what we need to do for you to give the phone number out and get to talking about what it is you want to talk about. And we also have the show monitor in place so I can fire that and see if it's effective.
Well, I'm going to talk tonight about the Guantanamo, about the trying of the terrorism suspects at Guantanamo.
All right, you're going to need to do your monologue and you need to get the number out.
All right, the number is 877-876-7445, but I haven't given out, talked about what I want to say.
Well, go ahead and do that.
And are you going to fire this show monitor?
Yes, but I don't want you thinking about that. I want you to just move ahead with what it is you're going to say. All I want to do is make sure that you're not saying anything that is going to make the phones jump off the hook like they did last night. That's all.
All right. Hi, it's Phil Hendry. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And in the news today, Eric Holder has announced that the trial will move forward now for the suspects in the 9/11. Obviously, the people who were the number one conspirators, other than Osama bin Laden, in the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. So as opposed to it being a civilian trial, this is now going to be in Guantanamo, as it was originally planned. As you know, President Obama came in and changed it. I think that this is a good thing. I'm happy to see that finally these guys, who were absolutely terrorist masterminds and terrorist operatives, but were still engaged in a war against the United States, we're not fooling around with some, civilian trial that we're talking about.
Okay, that's the alarm right there. You heard that?
Yeah.
All right. that's an opinion that we're going to have some problems with.
Throughout my monologue, am I going to have to deal with this?
Deal with what?
Deal with you hitting that thing every time I say something that isn't...
Every time you say something that is going to get us in a ringer, yes. Last night you had a guy saying, oh, I'm the white representative, and they ought to feed Zimmerman to the Panthers, saying a lot of explosive stuff. You're doing the same thing now.
And what am I saying that's explosive?
You're talking about how it's okay to try these guys in Cuba. There has been a huge controversy about this. The fact that they should not be tried in Cuba, they should be tried as civilians. Because this is a civilian attack, and because of the fact that their constitutional rights may be jeopardized.
Okay, that's your opinion. My opinion is that they ought to be tried in Guantanamo in front of a military tribunal because they have had... So what is...
That's what I'm saying. I know what your opinion is. And when you give that opinion, that's what we've got to do. So
my opinion is, and has always been, that this guy, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed... You know, David, I can't work like this, okay?
Well, then change the opinion, is what I'm trying to say.
You can't come on a talk show and tell a guy to change his opinion in the middle of his monologue. I said, Eric Holder's initial decision to have this be a New York civilian trial was a ridiculous decision. Well, it was. It was a ridiculous decision.
All right. That alarm is letting you know that you are now expressing an opinion that is going to make my life and the lives of the support staff we have for your show living hell between now and whenever.
I'm still saying that my opinion is, as it's always been, that this should be a military tribunal trial, that having it as a civilian trial and guaranteeing these guys, guaranteeing these people these so-called constitutional guarantees when they're not even American citizens and are, in fact, well, you know.
That's just a reminder.
All right, I got to take a break now, okay? Our number is 877. That was one hell of a monologue I did there. Because I'm listening to you tell me about this thing. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as we continue talking here about the accused September 11th mastermind and his cohorts being tried at Guantanamo, which I agree with. And not in New York City, which I didn't agree with. We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm joined this evening by David G. Hall, who's the Vice President of Syndication. And what else did you want to say, David? Because you heard the way I answered one of the phone calls.
Yeah, I didn't like the way you talked to that lady.
That woman calls every night, okay?
Well, what do you mean she calls every night?
Every night she's got the same complaint. She doesn't like my show. She wants me to get off the air. This and that.
Well, I don't blame her for the way that you've been... Here's the thing.
You don't blame her for what? That old bag is listening to this show every single night, and she's still bitching about it. If she didn't like it, why is she listening?
Because of the fact that you had that guy on last night. That guy last night, and now you're taking the wrong opinion. Phil, I don't want to tell you what to say. Believe me, I don't.
And not much. I mean, that's basically what this is about, though.
All I'm doing is reminding you that what you're doing, you don't have to stop what you're saying. One of the mistakes you're making is you're stopping what you're saying. Don't stop it. Keep on saying it. I'm just reminding you that the opinion you're expressing is losing you audience and is going to have us fielding some very angry phone calls. Now, I don't know about this old lady you're talking about. I could care less whether she lives or whether she dies. But the fact is, that's a customer, and that's somebody who could very well be on our side if we're able to turn her.
And, but you don't care whether she lives or dies, huh?
Well, in the overall, no, I don't. But you can't get on the phone and start telling her this and that. You have to be, you know, listen to their opinion. And
no, I'm not going to listen every night, night after night, to the same belly aching from the same old lady who says the same thing. So, all right, so what is that supposed to mean?
Don't stop. If that's your opinion, go ahead and say it.
but I'm getting the show monitor.
Yes, you're getting the show monitor, because I'm telling what you're saying is destructive. But if you want to say it, go ahead.
What I'm saying is destructive.
Yes. But I'm not telling you not to say it. That's the mistake that you're making. You think I'm telling you not to say it. I'm not.
I'm telling you, man, that I've got better things to do. I'm in the middle of doing my job, and I will not be harassed by some old bag. I'm not going to be harassed by some old bag who's calling me up. Is calling up the show every night and complaining that she doesn't like... How am I supposed to do the show with that in my ear? David, how am I supposed...
Don't keep referring to it. You're blowing it. You're blowing it big when you keep referring to it.
When I keep referring to this thing, what you got in my ear is what I...
You're blowing it, man. Just move on. Move on with what you were saying. The old bag what?
I don't want to talk about her anymore, okay? I want to get back to this opinion I've got about Guantanamo, which I guess is a... Yeah, see?
Don't refer to it. That's called the show monitor alarm. It's telling you that what you're doing is going to call... And you know what? I could talk to Candy right now, because we're getting a lot of calls, aren't we? We are. We're getting complaint calls.
And what are the complaint calls for?
What are the complaint calls? What? Because you called the old lady an old bag, and because you... are saying that you're in favor of a military tribunal for the Guantanamo detainees as opposed to civilian, and most people want a civilian trial to make sure that their constitutional rights are guaranteed.
I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe that for a minute. I think the majority of people in this country, if we were to hear them accurately, are... God, that's driving me out of my mind, man!
I'm sorry, but that's what the show monitor... is triggered by a reaction from our phones and the opinions that are being expressed. And these are entered in a variety of ways. There is a computerized method, as well as there are manual, and there's a human element. But when we hear opinions being expressed, I'm just firing that off there, that are negative or that are going to hurt us, yeah, then the show monitor goes, the show monitor is fired.
All right, let me just get back to this. Accused September 11th mastermind to face a trial at Guantanamo.
How do you feel about that?
I don't want to say just yet how I feel about it. Okay?
Why?
Because I don't want to keep hearing that thing.
Well, people want to know what you think about it. If you don't give people your opinion, you're damaging the show.
Well, that's what the show monitor's telling me, too. I'm damaging the show.
Yes, you are. But you're damaging the show even worse by not saying what you think about a particular topic.
I'm not going to do it right now, okay? What I want to talk about, first of all, I just want to give people the background of the news. I want to give people the background of the news. Is there something wrong with that?
No, but the longer you delay in giving your opinion, the worse it's going to be.
My opinion is, I think that they... I'm glad that they're being tried at Guantanamo. Well, so if I don't give my opinion, then that's the show monitor.
Just keep talking.
Accused September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. What is it going off for now?
You're stuttering. You're just stuttering. You go... Bit, 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 bit. People are losing confidence. All right? Just...
The accused Sheikh Mohammed... Not accused Sheikh Mohammed. The accused mastermind...
Oh, man, you are blowing it. Now, you got to pull it together here, all right?
And I'm going to give my opinion, and my opinion is the following opinion. I believe that this is the correct thing to do, and that is to...
Yeah?
Try them at Guantanamo. And the reason why I think... So they don't even want to hear it. The reason I believe that that is proper is for the reasons that I've mentioned before, which is that they are, in fact, combatants, and that this was, in fact, an act of war. Now, the fact that these guys...
Let me ask you a question.
What?
You said these guys are POWs.
No, I did not say they were POWs. They didn't fall under the Geneva Convention's description of what a POW is.
So then they cannot be combatants. Is that right?
No, that is not right. See, if you're not marching under the flag of a...
I suckered you into that. You need to ignore me. And
that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold.
Wait a minute. Don't you dare...
All right, now we've got a little free... Thank you very much. So, Guantanamo. Well, David said quit drawing attention to it. I'll say whatever I want to say when I want to say it. Don't draw attention to it. Will you get away from... We're going to be back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, as we continue to... I don't know what the hell it is we're talking... I think we're talking about Guantanamo and my opinion of it, which is... Yeah, there you go. Not very popular.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. David G. Hall is joining us as we talk about the news. And yesterday, there was a rather vociferous response to Don Mixa, who was the guest, David, and was saying that he was saying some very typically leftist things, you know.
That's exactly right, and that's why people were reacting the way they were. That's why we've had to come in tonight and institute a series of show monitors because, you know, Phil, I don't want to stop you from saying what you're saying, but you're also making it very difficult for us by allowing these people on the air. We have to field these angry phone calls.
I think the guy last night was pretty much a cartoon character. He was kind of a joke, if you want my honest opinion. I mean, I don't, you know, I didn't, anything that he said having to do with being the only white guy that can represent black people to whites, saying that he, you know, he's a righteous white man, I think he said at one point.
What about that feed George Zimmerman to the Panthers? That stuff is bad. And that's what people were reacting to. So tonight, when you express these opinions, you have to understand, I'm on the firing line. Me, Wendy, Candy, we got a number of people here tonight answering these phone calls from people who are basically saying you're offending them with your point of view about Guantanamo and the fact that they should be tried at Guantanamo.
So you're telling me that most of the calls you're getting are from people who believe they should be tried in New York?
Yes. Where you been?
I just don't think that that's the prevailing opinion. You know, my opinion, I mean, I could be wrong, but I think that most people believe that the... What is that? What is that?
That's the show alarm.
So what are we doing now, Dave? Are we on a cartoon show or something?
What are you talking about? We are changing it up so it doesn't become static. The fact is that you've been expressing opinions that are not acceptable to the public to the point where we have to change it up. I'm sorry. So you were saying?
I was saying that my opinion that the Guantanamo detainees... Oh, will you come on with that, man?
All right. Change it over. Is Bud there?
Yes.
Change it.
All right, and the other thing in the news was the item here about Tanya Head. You know that this movie's coming out.
Yeah.
And it's a movie called The Woman Who Wasn't There. Now, this is a woman who apparently purported to be a survivor of 9/11. She was, I guess, interested in the Survivors Network that had been started. There were a lot of people who had survived and are a lot of people who survived the attacks on the towers, but the focus of publicity and public attention was not on them. It was on the people who had died. It was on the first responders, on the police and on the fire, and certainly on the dead. So the Survivors Network started.
Yeah, okay, this is really getting boring.
Well, then why don't you play the alarm there, David, so that we know that people are going to...
Want me to play the alarm?
So in any event, what I'm saying here is this lady pretended to be a survivor. She became a member of the Survivors Network. She became a spokesperson.
She pretended.
She pretended to be a member, a survivor of 9/11. She said that she'd lost her fiancé. She said that she had been rescued by a very well-known... one of the heroes of 9/11, the gentleman's name is escaping me now, I'll find it, but he apparently had saved a lot of people's lives before he perished. She said that she was saved by him. I think he was a firefighter. She said that she came from above the 70th floor, or whatever that point of attack was. Only 19 people survived from that floor, from above those floors. So she made all of these claims, and they were all pretty incredible claims. If they were true, anybody who had lived through them and survived them was you know, worthy of a little notice. And so she was.
So people interviewed her?
Oh, yeah. New York Times interviewed her. She was the subject of a number of televised news reports. She became the spokesperson for the Survivors Network. She became a spokesperson for the new Survivors 9/11 Museum, I think. Until finally, she was exposed by the New York Times. She was not answering questions properly. She canceled about three or four interviews.
What do you want to bring that up now for?
Well, because the movie is coming out that's about her.
Right, I understand that, but it is a negative on what was otherwise a very heroic series of actions by people. See, this is, again, where you miss the point. I understand about this woman named Tanya Head, and I've got some misgivings about other things. Let me put it to you that way. I don't particularly like the woman's name. I don't know whether she's really from Spain. I don't know if it's made up. I don't even know if she's made up. All right.
No, she's not made up. She was on TV. They showed her.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of things you see on TV.
Yep. No, this was a real person who was claiming to be...
All right, well, I'll give you that. But the point is, I think it adds a negative to what is otherwise seen as a day of heroic action. There was a lot of tragedy, yes, and there was a lot of villainy, yes, but there was also heroism. And when you throw her into the mix, it muddies the waters. It makes it very, there's no real firm ground to stand on. So I've got to make a call here, and I've got to tell you that you are blowing it by bringing her up. It's a very, very subtle call, Phil, but nonetheless, I'm making that call.
So I haven't said anything right this hour.
What does that mean, you haven't said anything?
I haven't, according to you, when I talked about Guantanamo, I got the alarm. When I talked about this lady, I got the alarm. Why am I getting it now?
Because you're complaining. I think it's making you appear small. I'm just telling you. If you would ignore it and just give your opinion.
How can you ignore something like that that's telling you what you're saying is wrong and still...
If you believe what you're saying, then you believe what you're saying, and that alarm won't mean anything. But when you come off sounding kind of wimpy, and
well, anybody would. I mean, I'm trying.
Oh man, come on.
Yeah, butch up a little bit.
Don't tell me to butch up. All right. So this lady, Tanya Head, was her name, and I, you know, if you got a problem with the name, well, what do you want me to do? Not say her name?
No, I'm just telling you the name is. I don't like the name.
You don't like the name?
Oh no, I'm telling you it's a negative when you say that name. That name.
All right.
You know the name?
Yes, I know the name.
Well, what is the name?
The name of the lady?
Yes.
Well, the lady's name is Tanya Head. She's...
See?
Look at David. Don't play any games with me, okay?
I'm not playing games. It fired up the alarm.
This woman, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what the show monitor alarms are telling you, this woman was a native of Barcelona. She was... Boy, I sure don't know what I said there.
Don't refer to it. Keep going.
The woman was a native of Barcelona. She was a person who was... She was a person who...
Don't keep reacting to it, Phil. When you react to the alarm, it interrupts your train of thought.
The lady by the name of... The lady who was... Yes, her name was Tanya Head. And that was an unfortunate name. Anyway, the lady came to the United States from Barcelona about 2 years after after 9/11. I don't believe that this woman. I know for a fact that she wasn't. The lady. How many of these things are you guys gonna play?
Just those four.
Anyway, this woman came to the United States and immediately became involved in the Survivors Network. And as she became involved in the Survivors Network, it is the feeling of those who've studied this case is that she became more enamored of the idea or enamored of the notion that being a survivor of the attacks of 9/11 made one a bit of a hero or heroine. And so, as the result of that, she began to concoct a story about herself being a survivor.
I'm not telling you this isn't interesting, Phil. It's very interesting, but the deeper you get into it, the more that you're just, you're really blowing it, because people don't want to hear about a phony baloney.
And why haven't you given me the alarm?
Because right now you're telling very interesting stuff about the lady and her travels into this world. But once you start getting into phony baloney, I'm going to have to hit the alarm.
Yeah, for the most part, get a phony baloney.
What? What did he say?
Never mind him. Just go ahead.
The woman became enamored of this notion of being a hero or a heroine, and so she began to concoct in her own way her own story of being a survivor. I don't know what came first. She did say that she had lost her fiancé in the other tower. She said his name was David. She even, I think, had a family name. And that family has since obviously disavowed any knowledge of this woman. They don't know who she is. And the family name has kept, or has been kept, private. The reason why...
What?
I'm curious. Why'd you do that?
Because of the fact that you start to... You're referring to her as a phony baloney.
Yeah, it's a phony baloney.
Okay, bud. Thank you very much. Does he have to repeat everything you're saying?
Well, I'm teaching him.
Anyway, so she said that she was a fiancé of this guy. She went on to say that she was a... she went on to say that she had been rescued by this very well-known firefighter who did perish. The man's name is known to a number of people. I'll find his name during the break, folks. Forgive me. She survived above the point of impact and a great many other things. As the result of all of this, and she was burned. I think she had some blood on her. I don't know. But as the result of it, and by the way, that burn that she has was suffered, I think, at another time in her life. What the hell is that? What is that? Is that the alarm?
Yeah.
Why?
You're sounding confused. Well, she had the burn, and just spit it out, will you?
So she had this burn, which was suffered at another time in her life, which she said
Gotten? Yeah, okay. I'm going to go down the store. I've bought me some. Those are words that have been used since the 19th century.
Fine. Let's take a break. It's the Phil Henry Show here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL.
Oh, boy, you're just messing up, man.
Hang up on this guy before I flip out. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth
Unreal.
Is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
You're blowing it.
Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. In a moment, we are going to have a gentleman by the name of Don Parsley who's got a very interesting tale to tell, and we will talk a little bit more about this lady that you don't want me talking about, David. And I, to some point, you know, when we talk about this lady, you know, her name is Tanya Head, and so I keep getting these listener alarms, you know. How am I supposed to...
Look, Phil, I've got to tell you a story. I broke into this business not long after the Watergate tapes were released. Now, on those tapes, was the voice of a president of the United States, Richard Nixon, and he was uttering, on those tapes, profanities, four-letter words. He was using the F word. He was using the S word. Now, I understand that men, at the height of a very tense day, when they're talking to other men, and you're in an office, and even if you're the president of the United States, you're going to use language that is very coarse, at times obscene, at times profane. And yet, I knew that if I did not redact some of those tapes when we aired them, if I didn't cut out some of the S words and the F words, people are going to be upset. Now, is it truth? Yes, it's truth. Do presidents talk that way? Yes, they do. But if I put those tapes on the air of Richard Nixon using the S word and the F word and all of these disgusting words, people would have blamed me, not him, me.
Well, I know what you mean by that.
All right, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Something like that is very, very important, you know? What color socks are you wearing right now? I'll give you an example. What color socks are you wearing?
What color socks am I wearing? I don't know. I think they're black socks. Well, what is that?
Wrong answer.
Well, get out of here. That's not profanity or obscenity. All right, let me go to a phone call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Adam. Adam, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with David Hall and Phil Hendry.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I'm 22 years old, and, you know, I've been listening to your since I was 12 years old after my...
Yes, sir.
He kind of turned me on to it, and I'm getting sick of this guy you're talking to playing these things on. I think you're losing, you know, more listeners by playing this.
All right. Watch. See that? Now, Adam, did you hear that? This is David Hall. You heard that. What you talking that way makes the alarm go off. Why? I'll tell you why.
You know, I really think that it's people that disagree with your opinion that are calling it, which
yes,
you know, shouldn't be a matter of, you know, setting off some ridiculous alarm.
People are calling in disagreeing with you, David.
No, they're disagreeing with you.
Well, that's not the opinion of Adam here,
David.
What's
David, that ridiculous alarm? You are being an immature person right now. I'm 22 years old.
Yeah, right there. When you call me names like that, now the alarm goes off. The audience doesn't react well to that.
The audience doesn't react well to that. You don't react well to that. That's who doesn't react well to that. And I think that this gentleman brought up a good point. Most of the people that are calling in behind the scenes are probably disagreeing with you.
Why do you say that?
Well, I don't know, man. It just doesn't seem to me like most people are going to be upset if I say, oh, wow, they're going to get tried at Guantanamo. Who cares, man? You got the whole city of New York. Those people didn't want those guys tried there because of a safety issue. And oh, yeah, here we go, because I'm saying the wrong thing?
Absolutely the wrong thing. Then you put a guy on the air. I know you're a young man, Adam, and I know you got a long way to go in life, but one of the things you're going to have to learn is things are not always as they seem. And things certainly don't always... You know, come out the way you want. What are you laughing at me now? Boy, this kid. All right,
no,
guess what?
I'm not laughing.
What's that?
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't want to interrupt you. I was letting you speak. I started
He's
to
being
speak.
Polite.
And you started
He's
talking.
Being polite.
Go ahead, sir. What did you want to say?
Yeah, I just, you know, I think it's kind of ridiculous that you are censoring radio.
It's true, you know, but we have to. We have to now. Ever since Dr. Laura with the N-word, you remember that? Then we had Rush Limbaugh calling people sluts.
That is in a different class of, you know, censorship.
Right. This is, you know, we're not even talking the same thing. All I'm saying, I'm just giving an opinion.
I can't hear the young man, Phil, because you're going ba la 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 la. I can't hear him. What did you say, sir?
I said that the N-word is way beyond, you know, anything that is going on here. Talking about Guantanamo, you know, tribunals,
right.
Military
right.
or New York is you know, an opinion. That's not a derogatory statement
exactly.
That basically affects an entire population of people. This is basically a difference of opinion. It's not a derogatory.
Wait. What you had, now you know, Dr. Laura used the N-word, and what was the other guy's name? But, excuse me, Wendy. Don Imus said nappy-headed. You want me to just ignore what Hendry's doing, is that it?
No, he's saying that it's not the same thing.
What is it?
When I say that those guys should be tried at Guantanamo, that's an opinion that people may disagree with, and people may find, you know, their own points of view, but I'm not saying the N-word. I'm not coming out and calling people names.
Well, that's what you think. Well, that's what you think. But a lot of people feel that when you disagree with their point of view, such as the point of view that these guys are being tried at Guantanamo and other people think they ought to be tried in New York, you might as well be calling them N.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, that's completely different. You know, there's plenty of people that are disagreeing with your point of view, David. You know, myself, and I'm sure plenty of other listeners. There's
you're white.
So you are choosing to censor the point of view that you disagree with.
Well, I'm just saying you're white, so I can't call you the N-word.
All right, what if there's a black guy out there that agrees with me? Then you may be calling him the N-word.
No, that's different. That's different. What you're saying. But I don't. I look at. I'll give you that you can have your opinion, but. You can't blame me if when you give your opinion about Guantanamo, people are really, really super offended. I mean really offended, to the point of wanting to burn a building down. And
well, I don't agree with that at all. Hey, look, at thank you very much, Adam. I appreciate the call, and I also, my condolences on the passing of your father as well, and thanks for listening to our show, okay?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it, Phil.
Okay, buddy. See you later, Adam. Okay, nice guy. 877-876-PHIL.
What happened to David Hall?
I hung up on him. That's what happened to David Hall. How do you feel about that? Better believe I hung up on him. Coming up in our next hour, Mr. Don Parsley, we weren't sure whether we were going to be able to get him or not, but we will have Don Parsley on our show to give us a little more background on this phenomenon, which I think is very fascinating, and it is the phenomenon that will be dealt with in this film that will be on Investigation Discovery on the 17th, I think, of April. The Woman Who Wasn't There. We'll give you background, and we'll talk with Don Parsley and get into it next hour here. A lady who claimed to have been a survivor of the World Trade Center attacks, and she wasn't even in the United States. She hadn't visited the United States until 2003. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Where's the alarm? All of that offended me. Thank you.
Phil Hendry.